we prayed for oil the other night. We prayed to be a people of his presence. Luke, come up here if you would, bud. We prayed for the gift of tears when we started off. Lord, give us the gift of tears. We prayed for revelation. We prayed the Lord make his presence known. And I just found out about this a couple of days ago. But something sweet happened. This was on the midnight prayer call two weeks ago or so, right?
Yeah. So everything that was shared tonight was so good. And it just makes me think, like, we're praying for revival, but what is revival? Revival is reviving of our hearts, right? God's heart doesn't need stirred up. It's our hearts that need stirred up to want to be with him, right? And I was just looking at a definition of revival. It says an improvement in the condition or strength of something. So I'm like, yeah, we want a revival, right? In the church, in the true church, the body of Christ, an improvement in the condition or the strength of the church here in El Dorado and Wichita. Amen. Another definition is an instance of something becoming popular, active, or important again. So when we're praying for revival, we're praying that our hearts would be stirred up to the importance of the spiritual reality in being with God, whose heart is so for us, right? Who's dancing over us, who's singing over us, and the Father's heart is being released in the midst of that. Amen? So I'm standing up here with my daughter, Avery. She's 9 years old, and she loves Jesus, right? She does. I just asked her to come up here with me. I said, you don't have to say anything. But I'll tell you this. My heart as a father is I want Avery and Judah and Beck to not just have ideas and knowledge about God, but to know God, right? To know God. And when you're talking about his presence, that's how you're going to know him, right? Is not an idea about knowing God, but an actual experience of knowing God, right? And so a couple weeks ago, we were preparing for a night of worship and intercession all the way to midnight, right? And sometimes there's revelation and amazing things like what Dick was sharing. There's amazing things that happen in that last hour from 11 to midnight. But we were just doing worship at like 5:30 before the service started. And I kept looking over at Savannah as I was leading and I was like, man, she's so distracted. Like, we're like working on transition from song to song. I'm like, she's out of it. I didn't even notice. She was focused on Avery, who was sitting over here. And Avery was just crying, just bawling during worship. And Savannah's like, what's going on with Avery? And so I think Dick talked to her during that. And Avery was crying and crying and crying, but she was also smiling and smiling and smiling. And she was also singing and singing and singing to Jesus, right? And so it was like, that's kind of a weird experience. And so after worship, Savannah talked to Avery in the back. She's like, what's wrong? She's like, nothing. And she's like, why are you crying? I don't know. Are you sad? No, I'm really happy. And she stopped after a while. And then she's like, it stopped, but I kind of wish it would start again, you know? And then what I noticed is when we started at like 7:30 or whatever time, when we started again, like Avery was sitting right up here in the front singing and worshiping to Jesus. And I'll tell you one thing, like that's an experience that for her to recognize that's her Father in heaven, right? For her to recognize his nearness and the Holy Spirit resting on her and blessing her in that way, like that's going to carry her through. She has that story, right? And it doesn't mean that she always has to feel that, but he gives good gifts, right? And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, all of these things, right? And so you can test an experience like that. You can test it. And this was a test. She hadn't told us, but apparently, when she's been going to bed lately, she hasn't fallen asleep very well, and she's just been worrying. She doesn't even know what she's worrying about, just worrying, like maybe thinking about too much stuff, right? All the things you can think about when you're a big 9-year-old going on 10. But she said she's been worried, and she said she was in the midst of that, crying, and it was after worship. She was sitting in the back, and she looked down at her Bible, and the first words she read were what?
Don't be worried.
And that was some of the fruit that came out of that experience, is that God, she is 1,000% sure that God was saying, Avery Oasis Beale, don't be worried. I see you. I see you when you're laying there at night, and I love you, and I don't want you to be worried because I've got you, you know? So that was some of the fruit of that, but that's just one of the ways that God can touch us and bless us, and that's what happened a couple weeks ago.
Good job.